Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Hello, my fantastic, sexy, hopefully horny audience. If you aren't yet, hopefully by the end of our podcast, you will be. These are my three goals for every time I show up for you. One, I hope to entertain you. Two, I hope to inspire you. Three, I hope you learn something. Oh, and there's a fourth. I hope you feel a little tingly after you've listened to me. All right. So let's talk about last week's episode was talking about how do you bring your kinks into the workforce? And so make sure you go listen to that episode. Now, we are going to talk about how do you bring your kinks into your everyday vanilla life, where you're doing things like picking up your kids and going to the grocery store and, you know, dealing with family dynamics, whatever that looks like, you know, dealing with aging parents, you know, going to, vanilla pool parties. Like, how do you bring in your kinky side, your kinky self, which is a part of your core part of your sexuality? Okay. So let's just, I need you to own that for a second, that if you're kinky, which most of the population is, because remember, anything sexually that is more than missionary in the dark is potentially considered kinky to somebody, okay? So the likelihood of you being kinky is pretty high. To what extreme and what kind of kinks you have, that will vary person to person, okay? So that's right. You're probably kinky, kinky, kinky. Say it with me. I'm kinky and I'm proud of it. Come on, do it. Say it. Doesn't matter. If you're not alone when you're listening to this, go to your car, go somewhere when you get to the where you can be by yourself. And I want you to say, remember to say, I'm kinky and I'm proud of it. All right, my little kinksters. So, how do we, now that we've embraced, we're kinky. So congratulations to, welcome to the world of kinksters. Right? How do we integrate that as part of who we are in our, the rest of the world that may or may not be appropriate, safe, or consensual to be kinky in it? So the first thing, as I talked about in how to bring your kinks to work, is, you know, the first and easiest thing is to get some jewelry, day collars, they call them, in the kinky world, to represent that when you're wearing it, no one else knows what it is, but it represents to you what you are, that this is your kinks, that you're kinky. And kinky is more than just power dynamics, by the way. It's more than just dom sub. It's, you know, it's all of the kinky activities. Some, you know, for some, again, can be group sex, anything that's not heterosexual, regular vanilla sex, food play, impact play. I'm trying to get some of the not traditional ones, you know, being turned on by feet, being excited by feet, being excited that you love everybody looking at your feet. So kink isn't just all about ropes and chains and bondage and sadist masochism and pain and pleasure and in the dungeon and, you know, somebody's in charge and somebody isn't. And it's not, it's so much more, right? It's so, so much. So how do you bring some of your kinky self into your everyday life where you aren't really allowed to be a sexual person? So let's just acknowledge that those places aren't really appropriate for you to be a sexual being. So how do you bring in the sexy? How do you bring in your kink? So jewelry, wearing naughty clothes that represent that underneath your clothes. Going, you know, having, you know, having somebody send you naughty pictures on your phone. Here's a great example, actually. I mean, I'm both an exhibitionist and a voyeur. I used to say more of an exhibitionist than a voyeur, but they've kind of equaled out, actually. Look at that. Personal growth. So doesn't always, I don't have to be totally engaged all the time. So I remember being, here's a great example of this. I'm at my brother's wedding. So if my brother's watching this, he's learned better. He shouldn't. Anyway, so I'm at my brother's wedding and I'm on the bus and I'm surrounded. I got my siblings and my family and his friends. And like, this is not, you know, and at the time I had, you know, my husband with me, Lady Bunny, and he's sitting next to me. And one of my lovers in my harem at the time, this was years ago, sent me a hot shot of him coming out of the shower, and it was like the water was dripping down his naked body and his rippling abs and his super huge and hard cock, and it was like hot, super hot. And so here I was, you know, I'm like la 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 la, oh, I got a message from, you know, one of my lovers. Oh, sorry. I'm like, do I have another one? That would be sweet, right? At this moment. No, it was not. Anyways. So, you know, I'm like, I pick up my phone and I'm checking my messages, and all of a sudden it's like, I open this up and I'm like, super hot and naughty, because I'm surrounded, like people are talking about stuff, like people are talking about my brother getting married and like, you know, vanilla stuff all around, and people getting to know each other and people talking about what they do for a living, which, you know, is never as fun as what I do for a living. And I'm sitting next to my husband, which of course I have, you know, I still have an open relationship, but you know, back then I spent more time with my husband, so he was more active in my life. So anyways, he is sitting beside me, and, you know, and part of at that time, our relationship dynamics was he was cockled. And so, which he still is, but anyways, that I sidetracked. So I like, oh, and I got all excited. And part of me got excited because I got this, you know, inappropriate, seems to be inappropriate text at this inappropriate time. And it was super hot. And then I showed it to my husband. I'm like, ah, look what I got. He's like, you naughty girl. I'm like, I know. And so in that moment, even it was just a moment. And in that moment, I got to have an awareness, like I got to embrace who I am as a sexual being in the midst of all of the, you know, normal vanilla things that were happening all around me. And it made me feel good. And it wasn't overt, and no one else saw, and no one else knew, and it was good. So you can do things subtly. You can have that, you know, sexuality, you know. I remember I once had a lover who, you know, I would send him, you know, sexy slutty pictures. And he'd be at work and he'd be so upset that he got it. He's like, I can't open this up at work. I'm like, why not? Just don't open it up so anybody else can see. Which of course, then when he set a boundary, I, you know, of course, because I respect people's boundaries, I stopped sending him stuff at work. I also suggested that he stop opening it up. If he, anything's coming from me, you should probably not open it up. It's most likely going to be inappropriate. Remember, I come with a content warning, not just in this podcast, just in life. But what I want is that idea for you is how can you embrace the sexy of your kinkiness in your everyday life? It not being on or off. And the reason that we do, the reason I'm supporting this and suggesting it and hopefully inspiring you is because when we, first of all, if we only contain our sexuality and our sexual expression and our pleasure expression, what that means is one, we're not nearly as orgasmic. Two, we're not nearly as happy. And three, I'm going to go back to we're not as nearly as happy. Okay. Plus, we create these separate compartments. This is my vanilla life and this is my sexy life. And my sexy life includes sluttiness, kinkiness, all sorts of fun things. But it can't touch my vanilla life. And what that does is it allows us to feel, even though we're not consciously aware of it, because of the imprinting of society. And every time we keep something separate, it often says because it's not okay, which means then sometimes it can go down the rabbit hole of it goes from it's not appropriate because it's not. In this moment, like it's not appropriate for me to flash my boobs to a school bus of children. That's not appropriate. Right. But me flashing where it is appropriate, there's nothing wrong with it. So it's understanding what's appropriate, what's not appropriate, and appropriate, not appropriate doesn't make it wrong. And so this is why it's super important that we don't keep our sexy life separate from our vanilla in the life completely, because then it makes it potentially feel like it's wrong. And we don't want you to have any sexual shame or any kink shame whatsoever, because that's not sexy. The taboo of the mischievousness is sexy, but shame itself is that it is wrong and you are wrong is not sexy. Okay. That's one. Two, if you want to be incredibly pleasure-seeking, orgasmic being, then you must not go from zero. You can't expect you to go from zero to 60 in seconds, which means that if you've turned off your sexuality, which you, when you don't integrate it a little bit into your vanilla life, you completely turn off your sexuality. You're at zero. You're cold. You're not revved up. You're not warmed up, nothing. So when the opportunity presents itself, that is a safe, sane, and, you know, appropriate and consensual space to actually express your sexuality in its full, glorious, kinky self, then you have to work up and you don't have as much time to really drop into it. Instead of being kind of like slightly always in this state of like, ooh, yeah, delicious, yummy. When you're kind of in that state, it doesn't take much where you're like, ooh, we have an opening. Kids have gone to sleep or, you know, we just dropped the kids off at, you know, wherever. And we got like a half an hour. Let's play. You can't drop into play if you're in zero. But if you're in this the slight kind of state of warm, fuzzy, delicious yumminess of pleasure at the kind of low grade, you're at the low grade horny state, let's call it that, low grade horny state that's close to the surface, you only need a half an hour. And that half an hour, you can like, all right, let's, whatever your kink is, let's get freaky, let's get kinky, let's get a spanking, whatever it is. You have a half an hour while somebody's at, you know, dance class. You just dropped your kids off at dance class. You're like, all right, we got half an hour. you know, of actual time. Go. And you can, because you've been in this low grade arousal, horny state, because you've been integrating into day-to-day life, your arousal and pleasure and kinkiness and exploration of your kinkiness. So you can do that through sexting. You can do that through, you know, giving each other tasks, depending on your power dynamics. You can do that with some jewelry. You can do that with some naughty clothing underneath your, you know, some kinky, sexy clothing underneath your street clothes. You can do that with, you know, depending on, you know, what your life's like and what you got going on. You can, you know, have a sec, you know, those vibe, we have all sorts of vibrating panties and butt plugs and vibrators that are all remote control that can be, you know, you can give the power over to your partner so they can turn it on. So, you know, imagine you're sitting around table at Christmas time, okay? And you're at your family's table. And everybody's like, you know, of course it's family. So, you know, everybody's doing their dynamics. This is a chaos, Christ. Well, this is what happens in my family. I don't know. Maybe your family's different, but anyways, there's usually some kind of stuff going on, family gatherings, and you know, somebody's drunk, somebody's too loud, somebody's this, somebody's that, somebody's doing this, somebody's crying in the court, whatever. Okay. And you're sitting there and you're like, God, this is the longest dinner of my life. I love my family, but man, are they a handful? Imagine you're sitting there and all of a sudden your partner who's like, you know, been dragged to your family gathering, all of a sudden turns on your vibrating panties that no one can hear, right? And you're like, whoop. And now you're like, ah, whatever. Carry on. Or maybe you guys sneak away and you like, you know, go to the bathroom and have a little, you know, a little quickie in the bathroom when no one's looking. This it's that whole energy of this sexy, kinky teenage angst that keeps you alive. But again, you do it in a way that you don't get caught and it's not going to offend anybody. And it's, you know, very important. That's an important piece. But how can you bring it in? You know, if your partner's really into feet, for example, all right, wear some really sexy, sexy toe, you know, shoes and, you know, get your toes done. And, you know, while you're sitting at dinner somewhere, you know, you just kind of like, you know, have your feet so that they can see it. Only you two know what's going on. So there's so many beautiful ways to bring in your sexuality into your everyday life. You're at the grocery store, vibrator things are good, grocery store. You know, your collar, you're wearing naughty things. Maybe you got some nipple rings, nipple piercings, or nipple clamps on. The one thing I do need to say, remind you, just as a life lesson I learned back in the day. So they used to have these things called Benwin balls, and they were like these two circular balls you would put inside your vagina, and you would, you know, it was doing your Kegels and it was to strengthen your muscles, and it kind of activated, you know, there's way better Kegel exercisers now. But anyway, so back in the day, that was, and they were really heavy. They were little and they're really heavy. And so I had them in and I forgot I had them in. And, you know, because I don't wear panties, also a life lesson, don't go out of the house wearing with something inserted into your vagina without panties. Okay. Very important life lesson. And I was wearing pants. Or at least panties. I was wearing this like flowy skirt. So no panties, flowy skirt, and heavy balls inside my vagina. All right, you see where this is going, right? So there I am. And all of a sudden I'm walking in the grocery store and all of a sudden I start feeling it move. And I'm like, oh, and I'm like squeezing my Kegels as tight as I can, but they're heavy and now it's moving because, you know, they're moving down and I'm like squeezing and squeezing and they're not very big, but squeezing. And one falls out. Dung, 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 down the produce aisle. I thought I was going to die. Now I would just laugh about it. Be like, oops. But I was like 19 at that time. So like, you know, I was like mortified. I was like so red in the face and all this stuff. So I had to like nonchalantly kind of go pick it up. And, you know, I picked it up and I thought for sure the whole, you know, the whole grocery store heard and knew what happened. But I had, there's two of them. So I knew another one was coming out at some point. So I'm like, hey, I'm like, let's get out of the grocery store. And before I could get out of the grocery store, the other one started to move out again. And so I'm like, squeeze, 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 squeeze. And then I just, this time, at least I just, without anybody nonchalantly looking, I hid behind something and I just, you know, pulled it out, put it in my purse. So that's just a life lesson you don't want to have to experience. Make sure you wear panties if you have something inside you and when you go out into the world, or at least some pants that can catch it. All right, that's what I'm going to leave you with. So bring in every day your sexiness, your kinks can be beautiful. And again, all the things that I talked about and how to bring it in workplace, go listen to that. And then we can add, you can add some new things into your repertoire of your everyday life. And again, it doesn't need to be a lot. It just needs to be a little. And it can be, you know, a sext picture or sexting, or you, you know, you basically sitting at your kid's basketball game or whatever on the bench and, you know, sexting to your lover, you know, while you're, you know, there. You can, this kind of being sexually engaged and kinky in, and for some that's very kinky behavior, is an important part of embracing who you are as a sexual being. And again, I'm going to, another reminder is that if you have that low grade, sexy, horny arousal state, do you know what? All those moments, they're, you know, half an hour here, 10 minutes there, an hour over there. You can drop in and have some sexy time and explore your kink, whatever that looks like, and still be active, have an active sex life. It's not all or nothing, on or off. It's kind of a low grade there. Okay. Till next time, make sure you wear panties if you have balls inside you. And if you don't, and you like the idea of wearing panties, then put some on too. All right. Bye. Oh, remember, go follow me on Loyal Fans. That's where all of my naughty content is living, as well as the video to this. Okay, bye-bye. Mwah. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. I just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? You know, I want to know, because I'm a little bit of a voyeur. So I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please. Please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.